What keeps us from loving God with our whole mind, with our whole soul, with our whole body, with our whole strength, with our whole being? What is it? Because that's the command, to love the Lord thy God with all components of you. So what keeps us from loving God that way, which is the requirement? Remember, that's the requirement. It's not just for the guy that's a preacher, the guy that's a radical, or guy that's a writer, or guy that's called to be a missionary to a very difficult place, or an apostle or a prophet that we know about from reading their words. It's required of all human beings. To be right with God, you got to love God. It's a love thing. What then, the question is, what then is the thing that keeps you from loving God? 100%. All of you, every molecule of you loves God. Do you know what it is? It's anything that does not line up with his words, right? Fear. If you put fear over love, you're not loving God. How about work? Working hard, being a good person. You put that over loving God, you're not loving God. Or just any kind of attachment to sin. You know, there's all kinds of sins that we can attach to today. We could be gambling. We could be drinking. We could be doing pot. We could be doing pornography. We can be doing any kind of extracurricular stuff with people that are doing schemes. You know, there's all kinds of wickedness out there that we could be attached to. You can't love God and be tied to any of that, because then there's parts of you that are not loving God. Your mind's not loving God. Your strength's not loving God. So really, to get yourself right, you got to get rid of a lot of stuff. You got to lay on the ground. This is my analogy. The way to get right with God is be on your face, your knees or your face, or face down, knees, and worship. And when you're in that posture, the Lord is near. Then he's helping you figure it out. He's showing you stuff. Guess what you do with the stuff he shows you? Repent. Turn away from it. Leave it behind. Walk away. That's how you get to the place of loving God with every atom in your body and your mind.